Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings.
Dr. Andy Ang is on the line with us from Mandai Nature, the head of Primate Conservation Singapore programs. Andy, good morning. How about that Raffles banded langur that our listener Rohit was asking about? Good stuff today, or this week, isn't it?
Good morning, everyone. I'm sure you can hear I'm really, really excited.
So just
you always are, though.
You're a lovely guest. Any time of the day, you're always bubbly. Yeah. All right, put us in the picture. Tell us why this news about the Raffles banded langur is fantastic.
I think, first of all, this is like the first recorded sighting of the langurs using the EcoLink. Because this link was constructed, or rather completed, in 2013, so that's like 10 years ago, but there were no documented sighting of it actually using. And so this is also the only known safe passageway for animals like the Raffles banded langur. So the fact that, you know, we have proof is using it, is really a good news.
And Andy, let me just jump in there real quick. For those of you that don't know what the EcoLink is, and I'm sure probably many of you do, it's called the EcoLink at BKE. It's an ecological bridge that Singapore built to bridge and connect the Bukit Timah Nature Reserve with the Central Catchment Reserve. That area was split in half by the BKE, you know, decades ago when they built the thing. It's 75 meters long. It crosses the expressway. It's filled with trees and shrubbery and everything else. And this is one way that the animals can get to one from one nature park to another. Okay, Andy, carry on.
And also to put into context, like you said, this BKE was actually, you know, the construction started in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so when it was completed by, I think, 1985 or 1986, it effectively cuts, you know, the two biggest nature reserves in Singapore, Bukit Timah Nature Reserve on the left and also Central Catchment Nature Reserve on the right. And it was also around the same time in the 1980s, 87, that the last Raffles banded langur was spotted in Bukit Timah, and it was killed by dogs.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically, by then, the only known population of the langurs were in Central Catchment, no longer in Bukit Timah. So when the bridge was, you know, completed in 2013, we had hopes that the langurs and other wildlife could actually use the bridge to then get over from Central Catchment to Bukit Timah.
Hmm.
And also, unfortunately, in 2017, there was actually one Raffles banded langur individual that was killed on BKE. It was trying to cross over to Bukit Timah Nature Reserve, but using the BKE, and it was near the rifle range flyover. So I guess at that time, he still didn't realize that the EcoLink is just up there, 70 meters ahead. And yeah, in 2021, there was one sighting of the langur in Dairy Farm already, but we didn't know how it got over there. And in 2022, there were also two individuals in Rifle Range Nature Park. Again, we don't know which passageway it used, but it was only the sighting from MParks camera trap in October last year that we had confirmed sighting.
Nice.
Andy, explain something to me and the listeners. When I went Raffles banded langur spotting with you, we went to the Thompson Nature Park, I believe, which is the area where they often frequent. How are they getting? Tell us the journey. How are they getting from Thompson Nature Park to the Central Catchment Reserve? Because it's not that near.
Yes. So if I were to hike, it will probably take me 4 hours.
Exactly.
But the langurs could probably use the trees and the connectivity and leap and probably will take a few days.
But I'm just trying to work out how do they get from place to place without crossing roads?
Well, the thing is, there's also various groups of the langurs in the Central Catchment Nature Reserve. So it's not necessarily the group that it's probably at Thompson Nature Park that was trying to get over to Bukit Timah. It could be the group that is found in Chestnut Nature Park, which is very, very close to EcoLink and also BTNR, Bukit Timah.
Got it.
And so if they were to really go from Central Catchment, it's really just down south, cross the bridge, and then there you are at Nature Reserve.
Now, of course, Minister Desmond Lee, he's a huge nature enthusiast himself, and it's very good to see the 4G generation of leaders really supporting our biodiversity in Singapore. And I'm not just saying that. I've met the guy. He really is passionate about the environment, as we both know, Andy. So it is positive in that regard. Just give some context for our listeners what our numbers are like now, because this animal was pretty much extinct, wasn't it, just a couple of decades ago?
I think in the 80s and 90s, it was believed that the numbers have plummeted to really just in the teens. So we don't really know how many there are left. But in the, I would say about 10, 15 years ago, the estimate was about 40 individuals. So now, at the moment, we have about 76 individuals.
Wow.
And we're looking at the annually, there were 6 infants that were observed each time. So I think that's really good news.
Mm. That's amazing news, right? Mm. That is a huge growth spike.
And, well, that's what I was going to ask, Andy, about the numbers, because you monitor them, your teams monitor them, you have volunteer groups and so on. Are you monitoring offspring? Are they growing? Are the families growing?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, from, I would say, like, since 2 years ago when we started to look at the infant growth and development, and that we have 6 births every year since the past 2 years, we have been also tracking, you know, when do they turn the fur coat from the white color to the adult black color? Where do they go afterwards? And so this is a good sign. But having said that, I think earlier we also mentioned that because of a small population size, there's also the risk of genetic inbreeding. So that's not a good thing. And in order to help to improve the situation, we might need to collaborate with Malaysia to then, you know, look at exchanges of the langurs between the two countries.
Yeah, Andy, that brings me to a question that I'm not sure if you have the answer to, but in JB, in just across the border, there's been so much construction in recent years. How is the population there faring? Some of those animals came across, apparently came across the waterway into Singapore. But are they under a great deal of stress in Malaysia currently, in southern Malaysia?
I think the situation in Malaysia, like you mentioned, it, unfortunately, with a lot of the development, habitats is shrinking. We don't have the numbers of the Raffles banded langurs in Johor, but it's believed to be the stronghold of this species in both countries. And whereas the situation of genetic inbreeding is not that serious yet as compared to in Singapore, the habitats are heavily fragmented. So we're talking about populations that are isolated, just like between Bukit Timah and Central Catchment. And if there's no way to try to bridge them, eventually, you know, local populations are going to go extinct.
Do they have a local banded langur research group there like you have here in Singapore?
There is no specific group on this species, but we work closely with the university and also students. So there is a student from University Science Malaysia that is actually looking at the banded langur in one location.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate side effect for them, but good for us. We are getting the crocodiles and the otters and the langurs because of their development. But on that point, Andy, it's interesting to me. When we've had Siva Soti on the show, you know, Mr. Otterman, whenever there's an issue of otters, should we cull the otters? He always says no, because natural selection will keep the numbers down, which we're seeing, right? The otter gangs, they get together, they occasionally fight. There's an element of natural selection. My concern for the langurs, people may not realize this, but they're quite a large animal. They're bigger than the long-tailed macaque. If they start moving into the Central Catchment Nature Reserve, which is great for them, but it's obviously the it's the established territory for the long-tailed macaques. Mm-hmm. Is there a concern there that there may be squabbles and fights for territory?
That's a very good question. You know, sometimes when I go to the nature reserve and people were to see the macaques, long-tailed macaques, they would say, oh, if you see long-tailed macaques, you won't see the langurs. Because, you know, they believe that the macaques are more aggressive. But in fact, actually, we have seen the langurs and the macaques interact quite peacefully. Macaques have actually been seen grooming the langurs, and they coexist pretty well. Another point to note is that they eat quite different things. So, you know, the langurs like to eat a lot of the leaves and also unripe fruits, whereas the macaques like to eat ripe. And also, in terms of the forest area, the langurs like to use the upper part of the forest, whereas the macaques like to use the lower part.
Fantastic, so, right? Everyone's got their own little zone and food and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I take the top, you take the bottom.
So funny how nature does that, huh?
So the langurs are really the atas breed, right? They want the penthouse. That's what's going on here. They're in the penthouse.
They want the BTO 5 executive flat.
Exactly.
There's probably not a lot of concern in terms of competition.
Oh, that's great. And finally, Andy, just to give a shout out, I believe you're doing something with the community science. You've got a volunteer session you want to talk about this weekend?
Which is today. So we're actually having our volunteer recruitment this afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. online. You can go to our Raffles banded langur Facebook page to find out how to register. We're actually recruiting volunteers to train them on how to collect data and where to go to contribute to citizen science.
Awesome. Andy Ang, thank you so much. Dr. Andy Ang, the Mandai Nature Head of Primate Conservation and Singapore Programs. Great friend of the show. We're always so happy to have you on. And thanks for coming on last minute for us this week to talk about this exciting new sighting of the banded langur at the Echo Link. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg.
or download the Audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.